Chapter 113. I don't know that I want anything for it. Or if I do want anything for it, I don't know what it is. Apostrophe Bradley gave this answer in a stolid, vacant, and self-communing manner, which Mr. Riderhood found very extraordinary. You have no goodwill towards this Rayburn, apostrophe said Bradley, coming to the name in a reluctant and forced way, as if he were dragged to it. No. Apostrophe, neither have one. Apostrophe, Riderhood nodded, and asked. Is it for that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it's as much for that as anything else. It's something to be agreed with, on a subject that occupies so much of one's thoughts. Apostrophe, it don't agree with you, apostrophe returned Mr. Riderhood, bluntly. No. It don't. Totherist governor, and it's no use a looking as if he wanted to make out that it did. I tell you it rankles in you. It rankles in you, rusts in you, and pisons you. Apostrophe, say that it does so, apostrophe returned Bradley with quivering lips. Is there no cause for it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cause enough, I'll bet a pound. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Riderhood. Haven't you yourself declared that the fellow has heaped provocations, insults, and affronts on you, or something to that effect? He has done the same by me. He is made of venomous insults and affronts, from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot. Are you so hopeful or so stupid as not to know that he and the other will treat your application with contempt and light their cigars with it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I shouldn't wonder if they did, by George. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Riderhood, turning angry. If they did, they will. Let me ask you a question. I know something more than your name about you. I knew something about Gaffer Hexam. When did you last set eyes upon his daughter? Apostrophe, apostrophe, when did I last set eyes upon his daughter, Totherist Governor? Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated Mr. Riderhood, growing intentionally slower of comprehension as the other quickened in his speech. Yes. Not to speak to her. To see her anywhere? Apostrophe, the rogue had got the clue he wanted, though he held it with a clumsy hand. Looking perplexedly at the passionate face, as if he were trying to work out a sum in his mind, he slowly answered. I ain't set eyes upon her never once, not since the day of Gaffer's death. Apostrophe, you know her well, by sight? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I should think I did. No one better. Apostrophe, and you know him as well? Apostrophe, apostrophe, who's him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Riderhood, taking off his hat and rubbing his forehead, as he directed a dull look at his questioner. Curse the name. Is it so agreeable to you that you want to hear it again? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, him. Apostrophe, said Riderhood, who had craftily worked the schoolmaster into this corner, that he might again take note of his face under its evil possession. I know him among a thousand. Apostrophe, did you? Apostrophe, Bradley tried to ask it quietly, but, do what he might with his voice, he could not subdue his face. Did you ever see them together? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the rogue had got the clue in both hands now. I see them together, Totherist Governor, on the very day when Gaffer was towed ashore. Apostrophe, Bradley could have hidden a reserved piece of information from the sharp eyes of a whole inquisitive class, but he could not veil from the eyes of the ignorant Riderhood the withheld question next in his breast. You shall put it plain, if you want it answered, apostrophe thought the rogue, doggedly. I ain't a going a volunteering. Apostrophe, well, was he insolent to her too? Apostrophe asked Bradley after a struggle. Or did he make a show of being kind to her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he made a show of being most uncommon kind to her, apostrophe said Riderhood. By George. Now I apostrophe, his flying off at a tangent was indisputably natural. Bradley looked at him for the reason. Now I think of it, apostrophe said Mr. Riderhood, evasively, for he was substituting those words for now I see you so jealous, apostrophe which was the phrase really in his mind. Perhaps he went and took me down wrong, a purpose, on account of being sweet upon her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the baseness of confirming him in this suspicion or pretense of one, for he could not have really entertained it, was a line's breadth beyond the mark the schoolmaster had reached. The baseness of communing and intriguing with the fellow who would have set that stain upon her, and upon her brother too, was attained. The line's breadth further lay beyond. He made no reply, but walked on with a lowering face. What he might gain by this acquaintance, he could not work out in his slow and cumbrous thoughts. The man had an injury against the object of his hatred, and that was something, though it was less than he supposed, for there dwelt in the man no such deadly rage and resentment as burned in his own breast. The man knew her, and might by a fortunate chance see her, or hear of her, that was something, as enlisting one pair of eyes and ears the more. The man was a bad man, and willing enough to be in his pay. That was something, for his own state and purpose were as bad could be, and he seemed to derive a vague support from the possession of a congenial instrument, though it might never be used. Suddenly he stood still, and asked Riderhood point blank, if he knew where she was? Clearly, he did not know. He asked Riderhood if he would be willing, in case any intelligence of her, or of Rayburn as seeking her, or associating with her, should fall in his way, to communicate it, if it were paid for. He would be very willing indeed. He was a gin of both, apostrophe he said with an oath, and for why? Cause they had both stood betwixt him, and his getting his living by the sweat of his brow. It will not be long then, apostrophe said Bradley Headstone, after some more discourse to this effect, before we see one another again. Here is the country road, and here is the day. Both have come upon me by surprise. Apostrophe, but, Totherist Governor, apostrophe urged Mr. Riderhood, I don't know where to find you. Apostrophe, it is of no consequence. I know where to find you, and I'll come to your lock. Apostrophe, but, Totherist Governor, apostrophe urged Mr. Riderhood again, no luck never come yet of a dry acquaintance. Let's wet it, in a mouthful of rum and milk, Totherist Governor, Bradley assenting, went with him into an early public house, haunted by unsavory smells of moldy hay and stale straw, where returning carts, farmers' men, gaunt dogs, fowls of a beery breed, and certain human nightbirds fluttering home to roost, were solacing themselves after their several manners, and where not one of the nightbirds hovering about the sloppy bar failed to discern at a glance in the passion-wasted nightbird with respectable feathers, the worst nightbird of all. An inspiration of affection for a half-drunken carter going his way led to Mr. Riderhood's being elevated on a high heap of baskets on the wagon, and pursuing his journey recumbent on his back with his head on his bundle. Bradley then turned to retrace his steps, and by struck off through little traversed ways, and by reached school and home. Up came the sun, to find him washed and brushed, methodically dressed in decent black coat and waistcoat, decent formal black tie, and pepper and salt pantaloons, with his decent silver watch in its pocket, and its decent hair guard round his neck. A scholastic huntsman clad for the field, with his fresh pack yelping and barking around him. Yet more really bewitched than the miserable creatures of the much lamented times, who accused themselves of impossibilities under a contagion of horror, and the strongly suggestive influences of torture, he had been ridden hard by evil spirits in the night, that was newly gone. He had been spurred and whipped and heavily sweated. If a record of the sport had usurped the places of the peaceful texts from scripture on the wall, the most advanced of the scholars might have taken fright and run away from the master. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.